You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM Speed Consulting is powered by P1, built for more.
Okay, so I'm Ikwan Azli from Aman's Network. I'm a CEO of the company. What the company do is that we are what people call TechCrunch for Malay in Malay language. So what we do is that every day there will be on average 10 articles about technology itself, covering the technology from anywhere in international and also from local news technology. So let's say some news like, oh, this new act has been enforced, this website has been hacked. So we cover Malaysian ICT startups and many more. Okay, right now amans.my, we have 150,000 unique visitors monthly and 500,000 page view monthly. However, the problem that I define is that we are doing good on online, but we are not doing so good in offline. I mean, when we talk to people on the streets, when we meet people on the streets, we say, hey, do you know amans.my? No, what was that? So something like that. So growing Amans as a media publishing, as a media, I need some guidance or advice on how, now you're doing okay on online, how to turn it a bit in the offline world, more visibility. On online, we are doing good and great, and we maybe our reach at the moment is only to the geeks, only to the ICT related news, or highly possible, if you are working with the programs, if you are working with ICT department, you know amans.my. But how about the other people that are not in this category? We haven't been reached out to that stage, so that's I think we need some advice on how to reach outside group other than our focus group. If our website is in Malay language, however, we have a English section as well, which is at the.amans.my, and the focus is a bit twisted because the website, that section, what we do is that we push Malaysian news to the international stage, to the English language. So the news that originated from America usually translated to Malay, but this time around, the news from Malaysia we push to the English side, to our English channel, so that it can be read by other international readers.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Arnold, General Manager and Senior Consultant of Kim Chiu Communications. From what I understand from the CEO of Amans.my, he has two objectives. One basically is to reach out to the Malaysian general population, particularly those who are not tech savvy. And the second is that he wants Amans to go out, you know, into the world, and he wants to have foreign English language websites pick up news from Malaysia. Given the limited time we have, I'll just focus on the first objective, which I believe is the prime objective for Amans.my. I believe the first order of business for the company is to determine the demographic of the target audience. The CEO said that Amans is in Bahasa Malaysia, so the target audience is, of course, BM speaking. But are they youth or working adults, and what age group is he looking at? And also, he has to find out whether he wants to target urban or suburban audiences. But one thing is for sure, they must have internet access in order to be able to access his online news. Once the target audience is identified from a public relations perspective, we suggest that Amans embark on a long-term sustained PR program to engage with the identified target audience. So long-term means at least for a year, and sustained means on a regular basis. Based on the identified target audience, the relevant media should be used to reach the demographic. So we suggest that he work with a professional that will be able to counsel him on how to create news or how to identify news or stories that will appeal to his target audience and hence get the company out there in the news. So basically, to reach the Malaysian general population, of course, radio is a great means, and he started very well using BFM. He also now needs to sustain this PR momentum with other media. So for example, TV and definitely the print media. So the most important thing basically for Amans to succeed is to ensure that his PR program is handled professionally and again, sustained and long-term.
Hi, my name is Andrew Chow, and I'm the founder of IdeaMark Singapore Private Limited. I'm a social media and PR strategist. To help this company, I would advise that you use social media to create more awareness. You can encourage voting ratings for your articles. That would be very good. Number two, try to pitch a story to the press and media, propose to do a tech talk show on radio or even a TV reality show. That will help you to create good mind share. Number three, get involved in some form of corporate social responsibility project which is aligned to technology. That is very good for your branding, and more people outside of your target audience will get to know about you. Point number four, consider publishing a very small book on the best blogs of your site. That will come in very handy when you want to have your own kind of publication. A book will always give you authority. Point number five, create an inner circle of using a social portal where people can have an ID and password lock on. That would be very good for gathering opinions of the people that you'd like to get connected to. And point number six, the founder themselves or himself would need to be a public speaker. Try to get yourself invited to speak at conferences and seminars. That would be a very good personal branding and it leads a lot of recognition to your company. Last but not least, do a very simple survey to create more awareness, to identify different gaps so that you can fill out those gaps and stay ahead of your competition. So that's all the advice that I can have at this moment.
Hi, I'm Prasad Kanagaras from Point Blank Media Works. My advice to Amman's network is, firstly, my question is, what are your objectives to reach the man, which may not be your potential audience? From what I see, you want your brand to be known out there by everyone. So you need branding. The next, I think you should educate the mass audience on your industry first before getting to your brand. How would you know Liverpool when you don't like or watch football? I advise you to look into outdoor advertising. Look into taxi and billboard advertising. Remember, there are many case studies out there are very successful because of these platforms, especially for online portals such as JobStreet, JobsDB, iBelay, and etc. Speaking about it, even BFM did an outstanding job using taxi advertising. Billboard, if you're the one who uses North-South Highway, you'll never forget this brand called Julian. From these ad vehicles, your brand is visible and remembered. You need to educate the public. The mass then to speak to your brand owners elsewhere. You need to educate the public. The mass then to speak to your audience in a different level. Take advantage of all these big international online firms too, like LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Well, not to forget one more thing, which is exhibitions. The right market, the right exhibition, and you be the wise exhibitor. And that will be the biggest platform for you to actually educate your people, new people and the old ones. Thank you.
BFM Speed Consulting is powered by P1, built for more, to give your business more. Power up your business with 4G broadband, fiber, voice and more. Subscribe now at p1.com.my/biz for more value.
BFM 89.9, the business station.